Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening, 3 minutes after 5 o'clock. It is Manx Radio for Saturday the 13th of September. Welcome to Saturday Sport Classified. Simon Quine with you through until just before 6 o'clock this evening. We will take a look at all the results in local football, rugby and hockey today. Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham joining me to discuss all the action around the island. And we'll also be catching up with Rob Pritchard, who's at the bowl for us this evening. He'll be providing full commentary from 6 o'clock this evening as the Ravens take on Charnock Richard. We'll get a preview and team news just after 5:30. From Rob, and as always, if you do want to get in touch, 166 177 is the text number, or over on WhatsApp 07 624 166 177. And we'll start off, as always, with the classified results for today. We are still awaiting some football results, so we'll come to those and also Tony Meppham's reaction to today's results a little bit later on. So we'll start with hockey. Mixed Premier League. Vikings A 12, Vikings B 0. Valkyries A 3, Backers B 1. Harlequins A 3, Castletown Celts 3. Castletown Southerners 2, Backers A 9. Mixed Division 1, Backers C 4, Ramsey A 3, Valkyries B 3, Valkyries C 1. We're awaiting a result for Vikings C against Harlequins B. Moving on to Mixed Division 2, Castletown Cosney 1, Castletown Camags 5, Castletown Cushags 0, Vikings D 5, Backers Mixed Colts 5, Ramsey Ravens 1, and in Mixed Division 3, Backers D 6, Ramsey Rookies 1, Valkyries D 2, Backers Mixed Bucks 0. And we are awaiting a result, I believe. We've got Vikings E1, Harlequins C2, awaiting a result for Harlequins D against Castletown Carrick. And in the Mixed Under-15s League, Castletown Sabres 6, Castletown Sharks 1, awaiting results for Valkyries against Backers and Vikings against Ramsey. And in rugby, starting in the Regional 2 Northwest, Sandbach 38, Douglas 20, and in the Counties 3, ADM Lancashire and Cheshire, Congleton 37, Vagabonds 19 and Bury 93, Ramsey 0. And we will start off with rugby and head over to Dave Christian. Good evening, Dave.
Yeah, good evening, Simon. Not a particularly auspicious day, I guess, for Isle of Man rugby this afternoon. Three games, three defeats in the English clubs championships. Different reasons and different performances, I guess, in amongst all that mix. We'll start with Regional 2 Northwest. Sandbach put in a massive performance last week with a huge number of points. I think they ran in 53 against Burnage. That's very unusual at this level to see a score that big, and made us fear a little bit that Douglas heading over there after snatching a late defeat last Saturday was going to end up in a bit of a disaster for them. But fair play to them, 38-20. It was a late win last week. It was a late defeat today because Douglas were actually leading this match with just 10 minutes or so to play. Tries from Kyle Martin, Nathan Robson and Ian Larson. I think that was his debut today, so a try and debut. Great news for Ian Larson. And I'll give them a decent advantage going into the second half. There was also a penalty and a conversion from Nathan Robson in amongst all that. And as the clock ticked down, Douglas began to build a little bit of hope that they could just hold on to this. But Sandbach were very much still in the game. They had a massive final push, and that saw them catch and pass Douglas's tally in the final minutes to make it 2 out of 2 from them. And that's going to put them at the top end of the table. We have to wait for the rest of the results. And they a little bit slow coming in at this stage of the season because kickoffs for most of the games played in the English Club Championship are at 3 o'clock. This game today kicked off a little bit earlier to allow for Douglas's travel arrangements. Coach Phil Kringle was disappointed, obviously, that they'd lost the game in the final minutes, but the performance and the fact that they've taken Sandbach so close, particularly away from home, is going to give him and his side confidence going forward. They have Altrincham Kersal at Portishead next Saturday, and they'll look to return to winning ways there. Home crowd behind them could be looking for 5 points there. Altrincham Kersal lost their opener to Winnington Park, and both sides struggled a little bit last season. So Douglas may fancy their chances at home against Altrincham Kersal. In Counties 3, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire, it was Ramsey who were away at Congleton last week. Vagabonds have returned this week to give them back-to-back games against the Isle of Man side, and Congleton won the game 37-19. Skipper Dan Bonwick crossed for Vaggers, as did fullback Theo Head and centre Josh Modin. Cam Finlay added two conversions, but it wasn't quite enough to unseat Congleton. They were a little bit stronger this week than they were last week against Ramsey. There was a team stag trip, I think, to Prague, they told me when we were arranging the fixture. But those players all back now for this week. And Congleton, who have just returned to the English Club Championship after a few seasons in the wilderness, are now 2-2 in their opening games, and they'll be close to the top end of the table when all the results come in. Ramsey, however, didn't fare very well at all against Bury. I think hammered would be one word, crashing to a big defeat. 93-0 it was to Bury, and they scored pretty much at a steady rate all throughout the game. We have a little results ticker here for the clubs that use it, and the scoreline was steadily ticking over. Every 2 or 3 minutes they were running in a try. Reason for that, Ramsey former captain Eddie Lord, he got married today, so congratulations to Eddie and Domenica, his new bride. But there were a number of players committed to that wedding, and it was all arranged before the fixture list came out. So I'm not going to say it's a scratch side. That's going to be an injustice to the guys who put the effort in and made that travel today. But they'll be coming back with not much to boast about, I wouldn't have thought. The good news for Ramsey and Vagabonds is there's a couple of weeks break now in Counties 3, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire. They get a time to rest the bodies, heal the wounds, and the next games for them will be on the 4th of October. Ramsey are away at Clitheroe from memory. I can't remember where Vagabonds are, but it's about time they had a home game. So, yeah, 3-3 English Club Championship. It's not gone well for the Isle of Man this afternoon, but early stage of the season, there's plenty of more games to come, and hopefully the results will start to improve as we move along. And we've also got the Hartford Homes Manx Shield going to start. It should have been today, Southern Nomads against Douglas' second team. That was postponed because Southern Nomads were involved in stewarding at the Tin Bath races in Castletown. So we'll have a new date for that. And I think, if memory serves me correctly, we've got Vagabonds Ladies with their first game of the season next Saturday as well. So plenty to look forward to, even if results didn't go quite the way they wanted today. Simon.
Dave Christian, thank you very much.
Manx Radio Sport.
And with the time, it's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock, and still just putting the finishing touches to today's football results. Let's move on to hockey, and Ben Cunningham joins me. Busy afternoon for you this afternoon. Ben, have I turned the right microphone on for you?
You have.
Excellent.
Yes.
Busy afternoon. You've been up here most of the afternoon, and you've been frantically compiling these results for the opening league weekend of the mixed hockey. And we'll start off with a Vikings derby, and it was the A team that came out on top, wasn't it?
Yeah, 12-0 win for Vikings, making a strong statement that they're very much on the hunt for this title to get it off backers. Josh Dougal with 3, Andy Harding with 2, Katie Erricks with 2, Kim Carney with 2, Dom Hubble with 1, Archie Cayley with 1, and Kyle Gunnion with 1.
And moving on to another game, mixed Premier League, will stay there. Valkyries A 3, Backers B 1.
Yeah, great start for Valkyries A, just what they wanted over Backers B. Backers B goal scorer was Doug Quayle, and for Valkyries A it was Eleanor Roberts, Lewis Noah-Smith and Eleanor Cleeter.
And a tight game between Harlequins A, Castletown Celts 3 all it finished.
Yeah, and I had this down as game of the day, and it's lived up to it really. I was very much on the fence on this game last night when we previewed it on Friday preview, and it has gone the way I thought it was going to be. I very much couldn't pick a winner, and it's ended a stalemate. For Harlequins, it was George Radcliffe, Oren Blakemore and new captain slash manager Alfie Swales. And for Castletown, it was Hannah Lees, Lucy Allen and a new signing for Castletown, Tom Burrows.
OK, and final game in the mixed Premier League. Unfortunately for Castletown Southern, there's a correction to the result I gave out in the classified when we went through these. It was actually Castletown Southerners 2, Backers A 10 that game.
Yeah, and for Southerners, this was their first game in the Premier League after getting the promotion from Division 1 last year against Backers A, current reigning champions. It was going to be a tough ask, but they've got 2 goals past them, so that's definitely something to take from the game. Andy Winstanley with both of the goals for Southerners. And then for backers, it was Jamie Brown with three, Andy Whiting with two, Lucy Cartwright with two, Emma Courty with two, and Elliot Reid with one.
OK, we move on to Mixed Division 1, a tight game between Backers C and Ramsey A.
Yeah, 4-3 to Backers C. It was a very close game, and the report we've had in just really shows how close it was. It could have gone either way. For Backers C, it was Alex Stewart, Abs Maddox, Andy Brighton Stroke, and Sophie Partington for Backers C. And then for Ramsey A, it was Sophia Crossgrave with two and Christina Kameen with one.
Was it a back and forth game? Do we know that, Ben, or was it a comeback from one of the teams?
Find the message.
I probably should let you know I was going to ask you that rather than just put you on the spot.
I'm used to it. you're used to it now, especially with Rob doing it. Come back to me. We'll go back to that
okay.
game.
All right, fine. Mixed Division 1 will continue then. Valkyries B against Valkyries C. Another inter-club derby with the B team coming out on top.
Yeah, 3-1 win to Valkyries B, and a special mention to Bernie Dunn in this game, starting her 40th year playing Manx hockey in this game today. So a fantastic achievement there. Rob Condor with two, Andrea Littlejohn with one for Valkyries B. And for Valkyries C, it was Chris Adams. I'm still looking for that message, but we'll hopefully find it shortly.
OK, and we're still waiting. Your results should be here anytime soon from the Vikings C Harlequins B game in Mixed Division 1. So we'll move on to Mixed Division 2. And there's going to be quite a few of these Castletown derbies throughout the season. Castletown Cosney against Castletown Camags, with the Camags coming out quite comprehensively on top today.
Yeah, good win there for Camags over Cosney. Cosney are newly promoted into this league. From Division 3 last year, winning that on the final day of the season. For Cosney, it was Stephen Jackson with one, and for Camags, it was Natalie Clark-Smith, Stephen Mulhern. We're trying to find out if it is the Stephen Mulhern. We will find out. Lauren Collister, Fern Bagazzi, and Rich Tarr, and a special mention to Becca Kelly playing on the eve of her 21st birthday, so hopefully maybe a good night on the town tonight, we'll see.
And sticking with the Castletown teams, Castletown Cushheads against their Vikings D, and it was Vikings D who came out on top there.
Yeah, 5-0 win for Vikings D there. Ian Perry with two, Richie Gelder with one, Chris Hyde with one, and Morgan Braidwood with one, giving Vikings a good win there.
And the final game in Mixed Division 2, Backers Mixed Colts 5, Ramsey Ravens 1.
Yeah, Dan Stevenson with three, Miles Stevenson's with one, so his dad showing his son how to score today, and Kyle Joyce with one for Backers Colt, and then for Ramsey Ravens, it was Kyle Kane.
Mixed Division 3, then Backers D 6, Ramsey Rookies 1.
Yeah, and for Backers D, it was Christian Davies with three, and Jazz Slight with three, and then for Ramsey Rookies, it was Isla Rusendal.
Valkyries D 2, Backers Mixed Bucks 0.
Yeah, and a great result there for Valkyries D, one that they were desperately wanting to kickstart their season. Of course, they were relegated from Division 2 last season, back into Division 3 this year. Poppy Kelly and Mark Perryman all on the score sheet, and first senior games today for Rhea Marr, Sienna Murphy, and Bonnie Eels. And I have actually now just found that message of that game for the Ramsey game. So Backers started strong, getting two goals from an open play from clinical strikes. Ramsey settled down and balanced the game out into the half, down by two goals. Ramsey came out fighting, getting a goal in the first 30 minutes of the second of the second half. Another goal from an open play after making it 2-2. Penalty flick was given by the umpires, which was converted by Backers. Ramsey then shortly equalised, making it 3-3, but Backers took the victory right at the end, making it 4-3.
Good contest then.
Absolutely. What a great game for the first weekend as well.
Definitely. Continuing with Mixed Division 3, then Vikings E1, Harlequins C2 at Castle Rushen.
Yeah, and there's another special mention to make on this one for this game. So for Vikings E, it was Aaron Gimbert. And then for Harlequins, it was Killian Sharkey and Peter Foxen. Now, Peter Foxen today was making his 39th start for playing for Harlequins. and he only went and scored the winning goal in this game. So that's one way to mark your absolute appearance in playing for your club. So absolutely. And we have just had the Harlequins D Castletown Carrick scoring. And that has gone the way of Harlequins D. They have won by 3-1. Callum Green, Ollie Barber and Lucas Room all on the score sheet for Harlequins D. For Castletown Carrick, I don't think I've had their scorers yet. But I have had another under 15 score, but we'll come to that when we get to it.
Okay, and we will move on to the mixed under-15s league now, and it's another Castletown derby. Before we get to this, there's a lot of Castletown teams. I heard you talk about this on the Sport Preview with Rob last week. What do you do? Is there a particular reason why there's so many? So Castletown's got this abundance of players.
So unfortunately, there was another club in the south called Saracens. Unfortunately, they folded due to reasons which I'm not going to mention on air here. But of course, that meant then that any players from the south were given the chance to transfer to Castletown Hockey Club, or they could have gone to any other club. Mm-hmm. But majority of them have gone to Castletown. And I mean, like you say, it is one of them where Castletown are now pulling out 6 senior teams and 2 junior teams, mm-hmm. which is great to see. It's a shame that Saracens folded. They were a really good club as well. But unfortunately, but like you say, Castletown really showing up. But then again, you only need to look at all the other clubs. They've got at least 3-4 mm-hmm. senior teams as well. So it's good to see that there's a lot of senior teams in. And then, of course, the junior teams. Okay, Castletown have got 2 teams there. But, of course, every other club has got a team represented, which is great to see.
It's good to see. Okay, Castletown Sabres 6, Castletown Sharks 1.
Yeah, and the Crompton Harvey family are going to be having a good party tonight. Christopher Crompton Harvey with 4. And then Scarlett Crompton Harvey were 2. And then for Castletown Sharks, it was Aylan Morgan with 1.
Okay, we're awaiting. Well, I certainly haven't got a result for Valkyries against Backers yet, but I.
That's not dropped as of yet.
But I have got Vikings against Ramsey, which I believe finished 4-1 to Vikings.
Yep, and have you got the scorers?
I've got goal scorer for Ramsey, which is Jed Dixon Howells.
That's all I've got.
And there's a note here, which is probably the same message you've got, Ben, to say that Ramsey only had 8 players available, with all 8 giving it their all, an amazing result considering.
That to me is a great effort, because they could have easily on the opening day forfeited the game, but they've gone out there and they've played it, which is great to see. And okay, they only had 8 players, but they've still managed to get a decent result out of it.
I've just had another message in here. Just let me check what this is. I think we've already got this. Yes, we have.
Right, oh, so. I've just had another one in. Thanks to my brother. That is the Harlequins B game. And that has ended 2-0 to Harlequins B. Ethan Skillicorn got the first goal. But he can't remember who got the second goal. So my brother's done half a job there, but hey-ho. At least we got one out of the 2.
All right, Ben, thank you very much. You hang around. We'll see if we can get those last couple of results in before 6 o'clock this evening.
Yeah. Manx Radio Sport.
And we do now have our football results for today. So first of all, we'll take a look at the classified results across the divisions, and then we'll head to Tony Meppham for analysis of these games. Starting off in Canada Life Men's Premier League, Foxdale 1, Union Mills 5, Peel 1, Corinthians 1, Douglas High School Old Boys 0, Russian United 2, Laxey 2, Ayr United 1, Onchan 3, Ramsey 1, and we're awaiting a result for St John's against St Mary's. Arden and Druggan Limited Division 2, Governors Athletic 1, Maloo 1, Douglas Royal 3, Colby 3, Maroun 3, Pullrose 1, Douglas and District 0, Castletown 5, Canada Life Combination 1, Union Mills 7, Foxdale 0, Corinthians 3, Peel 5, Russian United 7, Douglas High School Old Boys 2, Ayr United 2, Laxey 0, Ramsey 4, Onchan 2, and the game between St Mary's and St John's was postponed. Arden and Druggan Limited Combination 2, Maloo 4, Governors Athletic 4, Jims 7, Douglas and District 2, and Castletown against Michael United was postponed, and we're also awaiting result for Paul Rose against Moran and St George's against Douglas Athletic. So, Tony, let's start with the game you were at for us in the west of the island, Peel against Corinthians. Two teams, of course, we expect to be right in the mix come the end of the season. And good game this afternoon.
Was a good game, to be honest with you, because certainly the first 15-20 minutes, I thought Peel were the stronger of the two teams. But then once Corinthians started to get going, they were causing one or two problems. But chances, yes, they had. Dan Pickering probably had the first chance in that first 20 minutes. But they kept chipping away, as you would expect, going over to Lee Gale on the right-hand side. And then sort of on that left-hand side, they were sort of pushing as well. But it was the first goal came in when the ball hit the bar, came back down, and Sean Doyle from a yard, if that, probably less, was there just ahead it past the goalkeeper, Owen Dawson, to make it 1-0. And that's the way it stayed. Corinthians sort of had a couple more chances just before the end of that first half. But in the second half, I thought, it was pretty well even at the start. And then Peel sort of had a really good spell of sort of pushing forward. And then it was Tom Brown who just picked up. It was a free kick, and Corinthians, I don't think, had switched on. And Tom Brown managed to get in and squeeze it past the goalkeeper to make it 1-1. Then it was just guns to the Alamo sort of job, because Corinthians had chances, Peel had chances. And Peel probably had the best, because suddenly Corinthians had pushed up as a pack, got caught out, and then a ball straight the way through to Jason Charman. And Jason unselfishly looked what was on, and he played it through to Lee Gale on the right-hand side. But luckily for Corinthians, Bevan Colley was there to block it. And then I think Lee had a second chance, and Bevan blocked it again and carried the ball away. But then it went up the other end, and Corinthians could have quite easily have scored, because second-half substitute Ryan Nelson came on that right-hand side, and what a game he had in that second 45 minutes. I think he's 16 years of age, or just turned 17, and playing well above his years. And he got a super ball through. Sean Doyle it was who played it through to Dan Simpson, and then Dan Simpson looked as if he was going to score, but with the outside of his foot, didn't quite get the angle on it, and it went wide. Couple of really good saves by Owen Dawson, couple of good saves by Matthew Quirk. So, to me, honours even, because, I just thought in periods of the game of the 90 minutes, both sides had their chances to wrap it up. But probably the best chance for Corinthians, I feel, in that sort of first half to get that second goal was Josh Ridings. And the ball just skipped too far away from him, didn't get the shot in, and that chance went amiss. But I think everyone enjoyed it. It was a good game, nip and tuck. Two teams that will probably be there at the end of the season, Simon, because they're littered with really good players. And well done to the 22, 24, whatever, five players who put the show on, because I thought it was a great game to watch, and the spectators will go home happy.
I don't think Peel will be too worried. There's 7 points behind the leaders already. Do you think they'll be happy? You're never happy, but do you think they'll be confident they can make that up over the course of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think the players are quite confident. They've got a lot of ability in that team. And I just look at sort of the two teams that have gone joint top this evening, and that's Rushen against Laxey. They've got to sort of pay Corinthians yet. And, sort of when you look at Peel beaten by Rushen, it was just a signal for them. But fair play to Rushen and Laxey. They're not sort of letting go, are they, at all? And, the two top sides, Corinthians, Peel, in most people's eyes, dropping points, and allows Rushen and Laxey just to have a little bit of a gap.
Okay, before we just move on from that game, Tony, just one more thing. We had a message in earlier on, obviously, stressed that this was just one listener who sent their thoughts in on that game. But this message says, we can't have local football without the referees, but that was a weak performance by the ref at Peel against Corinthians, which likely affected the outcome. Corinthians' time-wasting and poor sportsmanship will come back to haunt them.
Well, let's have a look at the poor performance by the referee. I didn't think so. He's got no linesman. And I have to say, there's a couple of times where I was stood and I looked at it and I just thought, that looks offside to me. But I had a referee assessor next to me, and he said, no, actually, it was onside. So I, right, okay, and I adhere to that one. As for the unsportsmanship, don't really get that one, time wasting. Maybe he wants to have a look at his own club, really, before he commits that, because putting the barriers in place and putting the ropes on the barriers in the second half to, I think, possibly detail Dan Simpson from getting a long throw in. That could be sort of angled that way as well, but I accept that because the way I look at it, they could do that if they want. They weren't worried about it in the first half, but in the second half, the rope came up. So, I don't know who the caller is. It's his view. That's fine. And, I just thought it was a great game to watch, and I hope that there's more games like that for the rest of the season.
Well, that's it. Yeah, everyone's entitled to their opinion in these things, aren't they? And I just wanted to put that to you, get a bit of balance of someone else who was there. Right, we'll start then with the game that Rob was at for us as well at Blackberry Lane. Old boys again, not a great start to the season for them. 2-0 win for Rushen today.
Yeah, and I think certainly with Douglas High School Old Boys, they've got a tough game next week. I think it's against Corinthians. But, 2-0 against when you look at it, Rushen United, who are joint top of the table, then fair play to them. And Lachlan Denham was the main player today. He got two of the goals, one in each half. So well done to Rushen. But I think Old Boys will be pleasantly happy with that result. Okay, they've lost, didn't get any points. But to play against a team of Rushen standard and only lose out 2-0 is good.
Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the sheet then. Union Mills, 5-1 winners against Foxdale this afternoon.
Yeah, and we could do with... I'll see if I've got any scorers in on this one, because I know Ryan Kelly, I think he was playing today. Well done, Ryan. You're going to be hurting in the next couple of days, that's for sure. It was Ryan Kelly on 40 minutes. Thanks, Steve. Dominic McCarry-Brennan got one on 43. And then JJ Griffin, that's a new first-team name for me, 59 minutes. Jordan Crawley then, 10 minutes from the end, got one, and Dominic McCarry-Brennan got his second of the game on 88. Man of the match, I'll hear this at work on Monday, Isaac Quilliam, who was a bit disappointed not being in the first team in the first game of the season, but today's come up trumps, proved the manager wrong, and I'm sure Isaac will be happy with that one. But good result for Uni Mills, 5-1 winners, haven't got Foxdale scorer.
Okay, and Laxey needing to keep that pressure on Rushen at the top. They did that by beating their United 2-1.
Yeah, they did. And, again, it was one of those that they just had to sort of keep going. And Ed Canner, who's a new signing for them at the start of the season, and he scored the first game of the season, a couple of goals for him today. So well done, Ed. Chris Curtis, who's been popping up as a regular scorer for Ayr United, got the other one. So Ayr points dropped. Laxey keep the pressure on at the top with Rushen United with that good 2-1 win.
And Onken as well, continuing their good start to the season. 3-1 winners against Ramsey.
Yeah, and it was a good performance by Onken. And I said it last week, and I could see Ed's face last night. Rob's face, when I said that Onken would probably beat Ramsey. And they've done it. And I can see why, because I thought last week's performance was brilliant. And thanks to Dean Turton, who's given us a match report. We'll get this one in. Onken took control of the play from the off and went in front after just 10 minutes. Andy Asbridge slipped in Tom Creer, who dinked it over Mason Prince, brought it down and finished from close range. Ramsey never really got going, and on 25 minutes, Onken doubled their lead. A long ball from Callum Dawson was flicked on by Tom Creer into the path of Ethan Leavers, who cut in off the right and put it through Mason Prince's legs and into the net. Ramsey did give themselves a lifeline right on the stroke of half-time. Phil Dunnigan broke down the left, crossed the ball in, and there was Matthew Jauncey unmarked to tap home. Ramsey started the second half the brighter of the two, but both sides cancelled each other out for a long spell. Then with 15 minutes left, Onken struck again. Quick football from Josh Kenyick picked out Creer. He burst down the left and squared for Asbridge to slot it in at the back post. Ramsey thought they might have had a way back late on, appealing for a penalty, but referee Matthew Shaw got it spot on. It was onside outside the box. So at full time, it was Onken 3, Ramsey 1, and wish a speedy recovery to James Lees, who suffered a nasty head injury late into the second half. So thanks to Dean for that good report.
OK, final game in Candlelight Men's Premier League, St John's against St Mary's. I'm still awaiting any details on that turnover, if you've had them through in the last few minutes.
No, I haven't, just got a little bit of meat to the bones, and better give him a mention because he's our boss, and that's Rob Pritchard. And thanks, Rob, for this. The first half between the two sides, this is Rushen against Old Boys, was a cagey and all times physical battle with almost nothing in the way of chances. The one moment of first half quality in front of goal came from Denham on as a substitute after less than 5 minutes due to an injury to Jamie Cadwallader. In the 32nd minute, Steve Ridings on the left cut a pass in field to Denham, who on the edge of the box turned away from his man, shifted the ball to his right and fired low into the bottom corner. Into the second half, Denham struck again in 64 minutes with a sensational solo goal. Picking the ball up on the right, he charged into the Old Boys box, danced past two challengers before smashing it an effort into the top far corner. Not a vintage Russian display, but an important 3 points nevertheless. For Old Boys, despite another defeat, they battled really well across the board for 90 minutes and made life difficult for Russian, but were just lacking that real moment of quality in front of goal.
OK, thank you very much, Rob Pritchard. We'll be hearing from Rob a little bit later on with team news from the bowl this evening. I do have that result now as well for St John's against St Mary's. It was St John's 3, St Mary's 2, but no further details on that in terms of scorers at the moment. Move on to Arden and Drugget Limited Division 2, the early game. 2 o'clock kickoff between Governors Athletic and Maloo finished all square at 1-1.
Yeah, it did, and I think that's a good performance by Maloo in that one because... you know, Governors looked quite strong today. It was 0-0, as you say, at half-time. Michael Pardew got a header for Maloo in the second half, but it was David Talbot who got the goal for Governors after good work by Fabio Capito with the assist into David, and he finished it off, so punch head.
Next game, Douglas Royal 3, Colby 3. Do you think Colby a bit disappointed not to get the pressure on the top here?
I would say so, because if I've got this right as the way it come through, it was Douglas Royal were leading, and I think also we've got a little report on this one, so we'll see if we can get this one up. There we go. If it'll open. And it was. Royal huffed and puffed in the first 20 minutes, but got past a strong Colby defence. Couldn't get past the Colby defence until the 25th minute when Royal's got a penalty. Up steps Bailey Ashton and slots it into the bottom corner with Royal's tails now up. They carried on pushing for that second goal and finally got it on the 40th minute. But then Colby pushed even more and finally got that goal on the stroke of half-time. With just 3 minutes played in the second half, Royal's got a penalty and up steps Bailey Ashton to get his hat-trick, and that seemed to stir Colby up and they started pushing, but couldn't get past Royal's back four with Craig Cowan rising many times like a salmon to win those long high balls. On 74 minutes, Jordan Edge got his second, shortly followed by Seb Spears to get Colby back on level terms. And that's how it finished with points shared. Referee Adam Hudson had a great game with bringing the captains together to sort out a wee problem and communicating with the players. Man of the match, Bailey Ashton, who kept the Colby defence busy throughout the 45 minutes of the first half and in the second half. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Next game, Moran 3, Polaroid United 1.
And they haven't got Paul Rowe's goal scorer, but when you look at Division 2, that's a bit of a setback for Paul Rowe's. But Moran, I thought it might come because they were relegated last year, but still very strong. And Harrison Watts got one, Connor Gilbert got his name on the score sheet, and Alex Marley got the other, and a really good referee's performance by Andy Glover, who you know, had the game in well control, and well done, Andy.
Couple of games in hand as well, Moran, haven't they?
Yeah.
Over the people above them, right, as well, so still unbeaten in the league. Moving on to the final game in Division 2, D&D 0, Castletown 5.
Yeah, and D&D, you know, sort of struggling down the bottom of the league, and Castletown high-flying at the top. And today it was only 1-0 at half-time to Castletown. Alex Crawley with two of the goals. Robert Tier on the score sheet again. Ollie Lee and Ash Sansbury. And a nice little note on this for Douglaston District, and I love loyalty to a club. And it was Daniel Kinley who played in the first team, 250th game for the club. He joined the club in 2013 and his 13th season at the club. Take a bow, Daniel, because, you know, one or two things that have happened this week with players transferring around so soon. You just wonder, you know, no wonder clubs are struggling for players here and there, because players just keep moving so quickly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, move on to Canada Life Combination 1, Union Mills 7, Foxdale 0.
Yeah, good shift by Union Mills and Owen Sherman with one of the goals. Gaz Davies got two, led Haight got one. Noah Wood, I think that might be his first senior goal, if I remember rightly. So well done, Noah, signed for Union Mills. Chris Kelly got two of the goals now. If it's the Chris Kelly I know, he was a goalkeeper, but I think it might be somebody different. But a good result for Union Mills.
Corinthians 3, Peel 5. Peel keeping that pressure on Corinthians at the top of the table.
Yeah, Corinthians were on the top, and you know, today they've lost to Peel, and well done to Peel. Showed some great character, because you know, it was Lewis Radcliffe who got one from the penalty spot, and it was James McCants who got the second one, and Caleb Hugill got a goal as well. Corinthians are 3-1 up, but what a fight back from Peel. Not too sure who got the goals, but certainly George Taylor got one. And I think Oscar Bignall might have got his name on the score sheet as well. But if Peel can text us too, please, and we'll give the other guys a mention.
OK, Rush United 7, Old Boys 2.
Yeah, Russian looking really strong in this league again. 2-1 at half-time, great second half, 5 goals. Luke Roberts got 2. Adam Lane got a couple of goals. Fingal Watterson on the score sheet again, he got 2. Josh Toa got the other one. For Douglas High School Old Boys, it was Jack Adams, very young player, and Lex Johnson, also a quality young player, getting those goals for Old Boys.
United 2, Laxey 0.
Yeah, Stephen Barber, he's been around United for quite a while. Well done, Stephen. He got one, and Harley Shimon got the other.
And Ramsey 4, Onken 2.
And it was Matthew Montgomery who got one of the goals for Ramsey. Connor Bloomer got one. Jason Crane and an own goal. Jason Crane, I won't say his age, but season pro, I will say. But Connor Daly and Tom Lancaster got the 2 goals for Onken, and a note sent in by the clubs. Willie Cowley, superb performance by him.
OK, last game in Combi 1, St Mary's against St John postponed. That's been awarded a St John's win, I believe.
Yeah, it has. St Mary's, unfortunately, they've got a wedding, and most of the players are away for 9 days. So next week's their free week. But this week they had to play and unfortunately couldn't get enough players together. So the 3 points have been awarded to St John's.
OK, finally we'll move on to Arden and Drugin Limited Combination 2. And it sounds like a great game to start this off. Malou 4, Governors Athletic 4.
Yeah, right. Humdinger and 4. Malou, Mark Hargreaves, he got a couple of goals. Jordan Krippner got one. And Liam Townsend got the other one. For Governors Athletic, it was Dan Levine, Conrad Kuma, Mackenzie Parker and Aj Johnson who got the other one. So as you say, great game to watch.
Jim's 7, Douglas and District 2.
Yeah, 2-1 at half time to Jim's. Haven't got Jim's scorers, but for Douglas and District, Andrew Dosser, who used to be the first team manager a couple of seasons ago, got one, and Jax DeBoer got the other one. So Douglas and District, a couple of goals for them, that's important to get on there, but still not sort of getting the points that they want.
No result for Colby against Douglas Royal so far. And Castletown against Michael United postponed. No referee for that game.
Correct.
Right. I did have a result just come through for one of the other games we were missing, which I think was Pulrose United against Moran. Just let me see if I can find
2-2.
That. 2-1 to Pulrose, I've
2-1.
Got.
2-1, okay, that's fine.
And we're still awaiting St George against Douglas Athletic is the one we're missing there, yeah. Okay, Tony, you off down the bowl now?
I'm going down to the bowl, and hopefully Rob's got me a hot cup of tea there. but it's going to be a bit chilly. The temperatures have dropped, and let's just hope that the result goes to FC Allerman's way. They could certainly do with 3 points on the board.
I definitely could. All right, Tony, thank you very much. I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks when I'm back on here.
Manx Radio Sport.
OK, Ben, just quickly try and mop up these last couple of hockey results we were missing a little bit earlier on. I think I've got one in here if you're missing it, but what have you got through so far?
OK, so in Mixed Division 1, I've got the Harlequins B against Vikings C. That was a 2-0 win to Harlequins B. One thing to note in this game, the Quinns keeper saved 2 penalty flicks in this game. Wow. So he's kept the score at 2-0, and that was Ethan Skillicorn. And then after my brother saying he didn't know who scored the second goal, he then messaged saying it was me. So there we go, embarrassment for me on the radio. Where else have we got? Harlequins D against Castletown Carracks. That was a 3-1 win to to Harlequins D. Cal Green, Ollie Barber and Lucas Room for Harlequins D. And if Christopher Crompton Harvey hadn't scored enough goals for one day, he went and got another in this game. So that's 5 goals for him. 5 goals for him today. Big shout out to Katie Osborne, Hope Adams, Kate Butler, Imogen Butler, Chris Crompton Harvey, and Samuel Kinnish, all making their senior debuts in this game. And then finally, in the under 15s, it was Valkyries 6, Backers 1. Backers' goal scorer was Ryan Cartwright. The Valkyries' goal scorers were Chris Thomas, Emily Moyer, Lucas Adams and Emma Studgers. And the other game, which was Vikings against Ramsey. That was a 4-1 win to Vikings. Theo Roberts with two, Dylan Puma with one, and Olivia Mackey, with her first goal for the club. And for Ramsey, as you said, Jed Dixon-Howland. And that concludes everything hockey-wise.
Just one more note on that under-15s game between Valkyries and Backers here, just to say it was a young Backers side, five newbies, fought well against a strong Valkyries side. With a bit of luck, the score might have been closer, but good game. As you said, Backers scorer Ryan Cartwright converted the second chance at a short corner. Backers man the match, Seth Miller, in goals with some great saves in both halves.
Absolutely. Great weekend. Great first weekend. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Right. Well, you're off down the bowl now as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm off to the bowl now as well.
Silly me, he's not going to be there.
So enjoy the rest.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you very much. And with that, and of course, the Ravens in action at the bowl this evening. In 17 minutes' time, that game will get underway as they entertain Charnock Richard this evening. We will head down to Rob Pritchard for team news. Good evening, Rob.
Yeah, good evening, Simon, and good evening, everyone, from the Bowl Stadium in Douglas, with just over 15 minutes until kickoff for this NWCFL Premier Division tie between FC Isle of Man and Charnock Richard. We'll bring you team news first of all. FC Isle of Man, five players drop out from that 3-1 midweek defeat at the hands of Cheadle Town. They are Adam Anabayi, Jamie Cadwallader, Jean Marquez, Lucas Watterson and Ben Wilkinson. Six players coming in a slightly bigger squad, being back on home soil. Coming in, Jamie Corliss and Alex Maitland, you would imagine, will offer a defensive boost to Paul Jones' side. Also coming in, Callum Sherry returns from suspension, and Joe Middleton offers maybe some attacking power up top. Experienced figures Danny Gerrard and Michael Williams are also involved this evening, but they will both start from the bench. For FC Isle of Man then, their starting 11 is as follows. In goal and the captain is Adam Killier, and then it's Adam Carouche, Callum Sherry, Kyle Watson, Alex Maitland, Jamie Corlett, Steve Whitley, Sam Baines, Ben Wasser, Dean Pinnington and Charlie Higgins. Substitutes for FC Isle of Man are Michael Williams, Danny Gerrard, Joe Middleton, Luke Booth and Josh Kane. Charnock Richard, the visitors, meanwhile, they make three changes from that comeback win over AFC Liverpool last time out. Dropping out his goalkeeper, Ryan Hamer, as well as outfielders Charlie Duke and Besset Youssef. Coming in goal this time around, visiting Manx Shores, is Joshua Scar. And also coming in as additions to the squad this time around for Ryan Donnellan are Ashley Young and Matthew Westwell. They will both start from the bench. Charnock Richard starting 11 is as follows. In goal is Joshua Skerr. Then it's Sky Sinclair, Gareth Peat, the captain Lewis Haydock, Ben Hoskin, Fenton Davies, Spencer Bibby, Nathan Nikaeus, Jordan Dar, Finlay Stafford and Marcus Haydock. Substitutes for Charnock Richard, they are Shea Stansfield, Ben Carrier, Ashley Young, Matthew Westwell and Cameron Gawley. Your referee this evening is Leon Westerman and his assistants are Stuart Morris and Sam Palmer. Well, in his programme notes going into tonight's game, some stark words from FC Isle of Man manager Paul Jones. Among those, he thinks that this start to the season has been, in many ways, in his words, the most difficult he has personally experienced in football, regardless of the role or the level of the club within which he has been involved. And he goes on to say, "Is the brutal reality is that we haven't been good enough." And the stats back that up as well. FC Isle of Man, after what was a fifth straight defeat in midweek, that 3-1 loss to Cheadle Town, they remain rooted to the bottom of the NWCFL Premier Division team, coming up against the Charnock Richard side, who've had a good record against the Ravens in recent years. Ryan Donnellan's side have won four of the six meetings between Charnock Richard and FC Isle of Man so far, with just the one draw and the one defeat to Paul Jones, FC Isle of Man. And Charnock Richard, they themselves, although their home form has been strong, they'll be looking to improve on their away tally as such. In the games that they played so far, five in total in all competitions, they've only managed one win on the road, and that came in a barnstorming 5-0 way at 5-0 win away at Barnoldswick Town on the opening game of the season at the end of July. So Charnock Richard may be looking to have a bit of a point to prove away from home, and if there was any more incentive to be had, they do have a chance of moving up towards the top 5 and 6 if they were to get 3 points here today. For FC Isle of Man, it is quite simple. We heard it from the players earlier in the week. It was a battle cry, if you like, from the likes of Sam Baines and Dean Pinnington. They want supporters and the Ireland community as a whole to get behind them through these troubled times. They say they're doing their best. Everyone at the club is working hard. But in a results-based game, there will always be the naysayers out there. So FC Isle of Man, if there was ever a bigger point to prove, I'd like to find the person who wants to point that out. They're looking to try and get off the bottom of the table tonight. Charnock Richard trying to push their way towards the top. So FC Isle of Man versus Charnock Richard, kickoff at 6 p.m. here at the Bowl in the NWCFL Premier Division. We'll have you covered here on Manx Radio. Full live match commentary on Manx Radio AM 1368 from just before 6 p.m.
Rob Pritchard, thank you very much. And Tony Meppam on his way down to the bowl to join Rob for that commentary this evening. Thanks as well then to Tony Meppam, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham for joining me this evening to look back at all the results from local football, rugby and hockey here on the Isle of Man. Very shortly, this programme available for you to listen again at manxradio.com and also as a podcast from wherever it is you choose to get your podcasts for you to listen back to at your leisure. And Saturday, Friday sport preview back from 5:30. Looking ahead to all the weekend's fixtures next Friday here on Manx Radio. 12 minutes away from kickoff at the Bowl. Just temporarily hand you back to Manx Radio Gold, Rob and Tony, here in the next 10 minutes to bring you action from the Ravens against Charnock Richard.